The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
If you're like me, you're getting about 4 or 5 robocalls a day. They vary, and of course, since my business phone triggers my cell phone, I get both my personal robocalls and the business robocalls, too. Doesn't really matter. You can kind of tell anymore what's a robocall or not, and most people just don't even answer their phone anymore unless they know who's on the other end of the line. But I got a weird phone call the other day that, well, is a new twist on robocalls. I don't know why I picked up the phone. I think I just saw the number and saw it was New York City and went, oh, I know a few people in New York City. I don't know the number. It could be one of their offices. I picked it up, and on the other end of the line was someone speaking in, I believe, Japanese. And it was a recording. It wasn't a real human being. That's interesting. I've never gotten a foreign language robocall before. It was a first. And why Japanese? I would think, perhaps Spanish? A robocall in a foreign language. And then I stopped and thought for a moment. Oh my gosh, imagine if we started getting robocalls in a foreign language in addition to the ones in English. That's a scary thought.